USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elected officials and NYPD leaders gathered to remember the lives lost on 9/11 Friday in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio sharing what he remembers from the day and even talking about some of the people he knew who did not survive.
I remember in the hours and days after, every neighborhood, my neighborhood in Brooklyn, a firefighter lived just walking distance from me who I knew lost that day, who had gone back into work even though his shift was over.
The White House still expects bipartisan support for raising the federal debt ceiling.
We continue to believe that Democrats and Republicans should do what they have done 80 times, which is to raise the debt limit, and that is what we are working toward.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting it shouldn't be a political game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
Former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie is launching his political comeback tour after giving a speech at the Ronald Reagan Library. His speech in California was part of a series discussing the future of the Republican Party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A Texas Republican congressman is speaking out regarding the overwhelming number of illegal immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will soon release the number of illegal immigrant apprehensions that occurred at the southern border in August. That number is expected to be around 190,000, down slightly from a 21-year high in July. Congressman Chip Roy says it's hard to visualize those numbers unless you see them for yourself. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about a recent trip he took to the border with Senator Ted Cruz and the movement of people he witnessed.
Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through. And they can only get like 1 out of 10 or 20 of those trucks. 30 minutes after we left that booth, we went down to the river. We saw 33 illegal immigrants that were just sitting on the other side of the river waiting to come across, being led by a cartel leader. We then got an image from one of the Border Patrol agents showing us 29 immigrants in the back of a truck that were caught with one of those scans that Senator Cruz and I had just been looking at. That was all in the matter of a couple of hours while we were sitting in Laredo.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new report from CNBC says Amazon is apparently the leading candidate to get the NFL Sunday ticket. DirecTV currently has the rights to it, and the deal is up after the 2022-2023 season. Amazon already has exclusive rights to Thursday night football games next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.